Albayan Radio presents the following program, presented by Sheikh Waleed Mulhim.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah, ashratu hujabin bayna al-abdi wa rabbih, 10 barriers between the slave and his lord. We are up to point number 4, and this point links with the previous point, which was speaking about the innovated statements. Now this point number 4, the barrier of innovated actions, like those who follow the methodology of the innovators. Now the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, "Man ahdatha fi amrina hadha ma laysa minhu fahu rad." Whoever innovates in this affair of ours, this religion, that which has not come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that has no commandment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and has not present in the Quran and the Sunnah, for indeed it will be void. And we had mentioned on the Day of Judgment that there will be those great losers who their actions in this dunya were misguided, and they thought their actions were upright and correct. Yet on that day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not weigh their actions. Their actions will be void. Their action will be not accepted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now no doubt innovation is a large door. There are innovations of the tongue, meaning innovations in speech or innovations in statements, and also in actions. Some examples of innovations with regards to actions and methodologies, and that is calling by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipping the graves, calling upon the saints, connecting yourself to amulets and charms and so forth. These are not only actions of shirk and warnings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they are actions that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had warned us from, and their actions that people take and their actions that people apply so they can draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani, as we had mentioned, this ma anzalallahu biha min sultan, Allah had not sent any of this with any authority, and there is no legislation in this. So refraining from that which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with innovation, and more specific here with methodology. Now this can also connect with our first point and the first barrier, and that was denying the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here we can add, distorting the names of Allah. This is a form of innovation with regards to methodology, distorting the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or denying the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or making some sort of interpretation to how yani they may be. And of course this is unacceptable, because we refer all aspects of creed and aqidah to the Quran, and to the understanding and to the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in accordance to the righteous guided khulafa and those who follow them with understanding and their religion and their way. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no doubt warned us in the Quran with regards to al-ilhad, yani distorting the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and changing them, or applying them in a different manner and format. No, at the end we remind ourselves that who is more learned about Allah than himself, and who is more learned about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the created creation than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So here this fourth point we merged with point number 3, and this is one of the greatest barriers between the slave and his lord, and that is innovation of the tongue and innovation of the limbs. We said on the Day of Judgment, the innovator will be deprived from drinking from the basin, the hawd of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we had mentioned that each and every Jum'ah we say kulla muhdathatin bid'a wa kulla bid'atin dalala, that every innovation is misguidance, wa kulla dalalatin fin nar, and all misguidance is led to the hellfire. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable you and I to upright the complete opposite to innovation, which is the sunnah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come to teach us, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has not left anything unknown to you and I. As the companion said, not a bird that flaps in the sky except the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us or informed us of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran states, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحِبِّبُكُمُ اللَّهُ يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Say, if you truly love Allah, then follow me. This is what the Prophet ﷺ was commanded, and this is what comes in the Quran. Say, O Prophet of Allah, tell them that if you love Allah, then follow me, and Allah will love you. يُحْبِبُكُمْ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and Allah will forgive your sins. So my dear respected listeners, from the greatest of barriers is drawing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that which displeases him, and that is through innovation, that is through invented statements or invented actions that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has not taught us or has not informed us to worship Allah through. And do not be deceived by people who use some specific statements from the messenger and apply in different aspects, or some individuals worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with or in a way that the messenger did worship, but they apply that act of worship in a specific scenario, that's not acceptable. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exactly the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is worshipped. And an example to this, we have been informed and we've been taught that Salat al-Dhuhr is 4 rak'at, Salat al-Asr is 4 rak'at. Nobody can come and say, I feel enthusiastic and I feel that I want to draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more, and I'm going to pray 5 rak'at Salat al-Dhuhr. They may say, but this is the prayer, it's accepted. This is ruku'ah, this is sujood and qiyam, and I'm reading Fatiha. We say, correct. You are praying in the outwardly sense as the messenger did pray, but you have made an additional rak'ah. This additional rak'ah is an innovation, it's invented. Same as minusing rak'ah. So we cannot be deceived by worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that the messenger did in its outwardly appearance, yet either add or subtract, or either in a certain ceremony or certain phrases added before or after, or connected to a certain scenario. For example, Surah Al-Fatiha, we know now that it is predominantly used as a form of barakah to open different majalis, different seatings, and different contracts, such as the contract of the engagement, such as going to the graveyard and reciting, for example, Surah Al-Fatiha, or people inclining this to any type of barakah when they're doing their examination, they read Surah Al-Fatiha, or when they want to attain some sort of closeness, they recite Surah Al-Fatiha. Now we know in the Quran and the Sunnah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us with regards to Surah Al-Fatiha very clearly that لا صلاة لمن لم يقرأ بفاتحة الكتاب. There is no prayer for the one who does not recite with the opening chapter of the book. We also get some narrations with regards to somebody who is sick and wants some spiritual healing, some ruqya, and you want to apply this ruqya upon yourself to recite Surah Al-Fatiha. There's a story that it was recited 7 times over the area of pain. So there are different applications to Surah Al-Fatiha, yet we only derive this from the Quran and the Sunnah. And people may say it's strict. How can we not recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these scenarios? You can recite them in these scenarios, but you cannot say it's a Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's made now to be that it's you're not engaged unless you've read Surah Al-Fatiha, or you're not doing the deceased, you're not fulfilling his rights and not in his obligations if you do not recite Surah Al-Fatiha. No, the Prophet ﷺ has made it very clear. When the deceased is placed in the earth and he says to his companions, and he says, seek forgiveness for your brother, for indeed he's about to be questioned. استغفروا لأخيكم فإنه الآن يسأل. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And we know, this is when the deceased is placed in the earth, that the messenger looked to his companions and he said, seek forgiveness, ask for forgiveness for him, for indeed he's for your brother, for indeed he's about to be, or he's going to be questioned. We know also the sunnah is after he has been buried to face towards the qibla and make dua for him. So there are specifics and how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's not just for you and I to invent a way or to use a statement and apply it elsewhere, that somewhere that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't apply it. And that is the same thing with actions, and no doubt with creed, which is much greater. We only believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to believe in him, and he has informed us this through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's quite simple. People complicate things, especially when they precede their intellect over the texts that have come. So they precede their intellect over the naql, the Quran and the Sunnah, and this is the complete opposite to what we're taught. We're taught that the Quran and the Sunnah precedes any intellect, and it is the Quran and Sunnah is not binded by our understanding, and if we understand that we apply it, Rather, we apply the Quran and the Sunnah in accordance to the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his rightly guided khulafa, the companions radiallahu anhum ajma'in, every single one of them, and of course those who follow them with right piety and righteousness afterwards. So here, from the barriers between the slave and his Lord, and that is innovation, that is inventing that which has not been informed to us in the Quran and in the Sunnah, applying and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that is not known to the Sharia. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable you and I to uphold the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable you and I to be far away from any type of innovation, any invention to the religion, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable you and I to be of those who drink from the basin, the hawd of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that we are not prevented due to innovation. Allahumma ameen wa jazakum Allah khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.